The sunflowers and wheat fields of rural Kansas are a long way from Wall Street, but in the small town of Atchison, some unlikely investors are making names for themselves as outspoken shareholder activists. Rose Conlin of member station KMUW has the story.
The Benedictine Sisters of Mount St. Scholastica start each day together in their chapel, praying and singing hymns. The 80 nuns at this rural monastery, about an hour's drive from Kansas City, live simply. They hold all their belongings communally. But over breakfast, Sister Judith Sutera says that, for several decades, the community's aging membership has all but forced them to invest in the stock market for retirement.
Some people are really troubled by the fact that we have assets enough to invest. And I think there's a misunderstanding in terms of we have to have a certain amount of money in reserve because we have people we have to take care of.
The monastery's healthcare costs are growing. Most of the sisters are 70 or older, and there are fewer younger sisters bringing in wages. They see investing as a necessary evil. Sister Rosemarie Stahlbaumer says they don't buy stock in weapons makers and try to limit their holdings in fossil fuels.
And that had an effect on our investments. So we maybe didn't earn as much as we could, but that was important for us to take that stand.
The sisters have also become advocates for change at the companies they do invest in. At shareholder meetings, they bring resolutions demanding that large corporations give their workers health insurance or adopt climate-friendly policies. Stahlbaumer remembers going to her first meeting 20 years ago to oppose the energy company Halliburton's Iraq War contracts.
When I presented the resolution, someone from the company held the mic in front of me so that he could pull it away if I said something they didn't want me to say.
The company didn't take the mic, but most shareholders did vote down the resolution. Halliburton sold its division that handled the military contracts in 2007. These resolutions are non-binding and few pass, but they can still build momentum around a given issue, says Sarah Hahn, a law professor at Washington and Lee University.
If you're corporate management and you see that 49%, 40%, 35% of your shareholders all want you to do something, you need to at least start thinking about that thing.
These days, Sister Barbara McCracken leads the monastery's shareholder activism. She flips through resolutions from the spring.
Netflix, well, their code of ethics is what that one is about. And then Tyson, of course, is the child labor audit is what we wanted. And Verizon is a big one, too. And we wanted lobbying disclosures, how they spend their money on lobbying.
Netflix says their code of ethics contains strong anti-discrimination protections and added that most shareholders opposed the nuns' resolution. NPR reached out to Tyson and Verizon as well, and neither responded.
And we don't want to, you know, we're not trying to bankrupt the company or something. We want them to develop some kind of a social conscience, particularly regarding global issues, which includes then the environment, and then low-wage issues and racial justice issues.
For McCracken, it's a way to live out the principles of Catholic social teaching, which emphasizes the rights of workers and caring for God's creation. Michael Matheson Miller is a senior research fellow at the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty, which argues for limited regulation of markets and companies. He agrees with many of the sisters' principles, but thinks shareholder resolutions can raise costs for consumers and says they're often ineffective.
When you spend a lot of time maybe doing external work, it is a distraction from real ethics. It creates a place where people get pressured to kind of like you have to support all of these groups just to be left alone.
Back in Atchison, chickens cluck on the monastery's grounds and insects buzz in its gardens. McCracken says these practices, like the shareholder activism, are efforts to invest in their ministry.
Because where are we going and how do we live gospel values today in a radical way?
A question, she says, she'll spend her life trying to answer. For NPR News, I'm Rose Conlin in Atchison, Kansas.